Début du dialogue 11.
A Harvard economist asked more than 5,000 Americans how they thought wealth was distributed in the United States. He asked people two questions. The first question was, how do you think wealth is divided in the US? And the second question was, what do you think is the ideal distribution?
And so, what were the answers?
In answer to the question, what do you think is the ideal distribution, 92% of respondents said that the distribution of wealth in the US should be more equitable. So the fact is that most Americans consider that the system is skewed unfairly.
That isn't really surprising, is it, given all the debates there have been on inequality in the US media?
Agreed. But what's interesting is the enormous difference between the actual reality and people's perception of that reality. The top 1% of Americans has more of the country's wealth than 9 out of 10 Americans believe the top 20% should have.
In other words, people haven't the least idea of how really bad inequality is in the US today.
Precisely. If we look at the actual distribution of wealth in the US, we see it's shockingly unbalanced. The poorest 47% of Americans have only 2.5% of the nation's wealth. Barely any of the wealth at all.
The system does sound very skewed, excessively lopsided.
And the top 1% of Americans own 40% of all the nation's wealth.
And how much wealth is in the hands of people at the bottom?
The bottom 80% share only 7% of the nation's wealth between them. And this has only got worse in the last 20 to 30 years.
That's bad.
There's even worse. The top 1% own half the country's stocks, bonds and mutual funds. The bottom 50% of Americans own only 0.5% of these investments, which means they aren't investing, they're just scraping by.
But surely many of these wealthy people have worked very hard for their money.
No doubt, but do you really believe that the CEO is working 380 times harder than his average employee? I'm not talking here about his lowest paid employee, not the janitor. I'm talking about the CEO earning 380 times as much as his average employee, the average earner in his company.
5 years after the worst crash in a century, the recovery is painfully slow. Is this high level of income inequality a cause of the slow recovery?
Joseph Stiglitz thinks so. Indeed, he thinks the evidence is overwhelming. As he points out, those at the top don't need to spend a significant fraction of their income, and in fact they don't. Those at the bottom are spending everything. They have no choice. When you have this high level of income inequality, so that people aren't buying, demand will be low, and it's very hard to have a robust economy on a sustainable basis.
If the poor can be expected to spend a far greater proportion of their earnings than the rich, can we then conclude that raising their incomes would boost spending and growth?
That's what Joseph Stiglitz maintains. But another economist, Paul Krugman, doesn't see much evidence of that. He thinks that economic inequality is a very bad thing, but he says it's not possible to conclude that this is also the main thing behind our economic problems. In a way, it would be too convenient if that were the case.
Why? What are his arguments?
He points to the lack of solid evidence. The US was a very unequal society in 1929 and then had a Great Depression. The US was a very unequal society again in 2007 and had this slump. But as he adds, European countries have substantially lower inequality, yet they too are in a mess. Krugman thinks that our present economic problems have much more to do with financial deregulation than they do with inequality.
So there are still a lot of unanswered questions about the post-crisis economy.
Fin du dialogue 11.